Demand management inputs and process. After discussing some internal and external inputs to demand management, we cover the demand management process at a high level. Demand management inputs. Important information for demand management is embedded within information systems for processing orders, invoices, and payments. Much of this information is automatically transmitted through electronic data interchange, EDI, or internet connections. Demand management inputs include customer pipeline information, prospective customers at various stages of the sales cycle, customer information, including customer segment, purchase history, detailed product mix history, open orders, customer feedback, and so on. Internal demand, for example, from research and development, trade shows, etc. Demand from subsidiaries and other business units. Demand from the supply chain for replenishment. External market information, such as third-party industry analysis, data on competitor results, or leading or lagging indicators from government statistics. Customer relationship management software can be used to secure more accurate insights into the current needs and preferences of customers rather than relying on only historical data or projections. Demand management process. The demand management process is a cycle, as shown in Exhibit 3-2. Exhibit 3-2. Demand management cycle. The steps can be described as follows. Planning demand includes forecasting as well as aggregation of actual orders. Communicating demand is basically the demand side's portion of the S&OP process. S&OP starts with updated forecast and customer order data. Similarly, master scheduling gets more detailed sales mix forecasts and updated information on policies guiding priorities. Influencing demand includes marketing and sales activities with customers. It also includes influencing product and brand management, and the supply side of the organization to recognize and support actual customer expectations and requirements. In addition, marketing sets strategic pricing and runs activities and promotions to generate awareness and demand. Product positioning decisions can also influence demand. Managing and prioritizing involve rebalancing supply and demand. Demand balancing includes deciding between trade-offs when all demand cannot be met within the desired customer lead time. At the service policy level, managing and prioritizing demand can involve using customer segmentation to determine which customers should receive higher priority than others. This can be done by negotiating service-level agreements with all customers to reflect these policies. Customers who want a greater degree of effort from the organization may be willing to accept higher pricing, while other customers may accept service concessions to keep prices lower. At the master scheduling level, this involves identifying and adjusting orders that will not meet the service level agreement guidelines. Orders that cannot meet the guidelines should be highlighted, preferably while they are still within the planning time fence, for example, before they get too close to the present, and changes require master scheduler approval. Where needed, these orders are renegotiated with customers before reaching the demand time fence, for example, before changes require senior management approval. The various processes or tools within this overall cycle include customer relationship management, marketing strategy, product management, demand forecasting, and order management.